Hello, dear community. First of all, I invite you to let us pray with me. Dear God, thank you because we can listen and have access to your holy word. We ask you to open our hearts and minds to hear and learn your holy will and wisdom. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And the message for today was based on Luke 11, verse 1. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Well, dear new beginnings, I believe that solicitude may be the most elusive of habits for us to develop. But prayer is the habit that requires the most unlearning and revising of all patterns and ways. So, maybe it is no real surprise that of all the things the disciples could have asked Jesus to teach them, their only request recorded in Scripture is, teach us to pray. The disciples saw the power that came when Jesus prayed, and they longed for their prayers to yield the same kinds of results. But as the disciples needed to learn, prayer is not a technique, it's a simple a conversation with God. Prayer is also an essential act of the will that demonstrates whether we are really serious about living and leading like Jesus. Without prayer, we will never be able to either connect our plans and leadership efforts to God's plan for His kingdom or engage the spiritual resources that Jesus promised when He sent His Holy Spirit. Seeking God's will through prayer, waiting in faith for an answer, obeying His instruction when it comes, and being at peace with the outcome will make your leadership a lot like Jesus. The power of prayer in one's life truly is immeasurable. Oswald Chambers wrote, if you will swing the door of your life fully open and pray to your Father who is in the secret place, every public thing in your life will be marked with the lasting imprint of the presence of God. We will see the public results of a life spent in a prayer as we consider the example Jesus gave us to follow. And dear community, I remember when Jesus prayed in the Gethsemane on the night that he was betrayed. Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane is an excellent example for prayers, leaders and Christians. And did you remember, where did Jesus pray and why? He went off by himself for prayer. Alone with God, Jesus could freely pour out his heart to the Father, knowing the Father understands the broken language of sighs and groans. And what was Jesus' posture in prayer? Jesus fell on his face before his Father, indicating his agony, extreme sorrow, and humility. At other times, Jesus prayed kneeling and looking up to heaven with his eyes open. The posture of the heart is more important than the posture of the body, but prostrating our physical selves before God helps us in our heart posture. Well, another thing, what did Jesus ask in prayer? Jesus asked, "If it is possible, may this cup be taken from me." But notice the way Jesus expressed his request. If it is possible, he freely subjugated his desire to the Father. He based his own willingness upon the Father's will. And what was the answer to Jesus' prayer? God's answer was that his will, the will of the Father, remember, in his time, would be done. God answered Jesus' prayer and then fortified him the missions he had come to fulfill. According to Luke, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. Well, another thing in our talk and message meditation about the power of preemptive prayer. Dear community, when we follow Jesus, prayer becomes our first response, not our last resort. Preemptive prayer is our most powerful, most immediately accessible, most useful resource for responding to the moment-to-moment challenge of life. And Field's poem shows the possibilities of prayer. The poem is called Just Suppose. Just suppose when I pray, there really is someone listening who cares about me and wants to know what is on my mind. Just suppose, when I pray, it's changed me in my view of how the universe operates and who is involved. Just suppose I put my doubts aside for a minute and consider the possibility that someone who knew me before I was born loves me, words and all, without condition or reservation, no matter how badly I have behaved in the past. Just suppose a prayer was my first response instead of my last resort when facing a new challenge or an old temptation. Just suppose I lived each day knowing that there is an inexhaustible supply of love for me to pass along to others. Just suppose. We understand, dear community, that and believe all of these just suppose things are true. Just suppose they are true for you as well. Well, people often ask us how to pray in the confirmation class and the Bible study, and we encourage in the simple way. The simple one is, first of all, you need address to Dear Lord, Dear Jesus or something. And second one, thanks something. Third, ask something, and you need to finish in the name of Jesus. But we all could develop our own style of conversing with the Father. For those of you who would like a framework to get started, we suggest the ACTS approach. ACTS, it's A-C-T-S, ACTS. The simple ACTS can help you remember four basic parts of prayer: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Adoration. All prayers should begin with adoration. Tell the Lord that you love Him and appreciate Him for who He is. Something like, "Your Lord is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty, for everything in heaven and earth is yours." And the second one we call confession. When we come into the presence of a holy God, we recognize our sins. We all fall short of God's glory. Therefore, our first response to adoring God is confession, like this in 1 John 1. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from our unrighteousness. And thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is our heartfelt expression of gratitude to God for all He has done in creation and in redemption. Thank God specifically for all that He has done for you. As the old hymn says, count your blessings, name them one by one, right? Well, what if tomorrow you only had the things that you thanked God for today? Toothpaste, air, water, clothes, family, job, you name it. Take note of the scripture. Sing and make music for your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the last one, supplication. Finally, we get to the part of prayer where most of us start and too often never get past. Supplication is asking for what we need. Start by praying about other people's needs and then ask God to meet your own needs. It's okay to have a big wish list, don't worry. According to God's word, we can ask with confidence. In Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Dear community, I hope that these steps encourage you often and openly to prayer to our Father, who cares for you and would like to keep connected with you through prayer. And thank Jesus for teaching us and encouraging us to pray. In your name, Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.